Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, May 8th. We're back after a day of being lonely in the studio, though we had quite
now
a conversation.
It's a party. Yeah. Why can't I hear myself? I feel like this is too low.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll turn you up a little bit. Is this better now?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there you are.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. I was like,
I forgot
what?
You.
Yeah. Screw you, Sam.
Let me talk just myself for the whole friggin' show. But today we have a room full of guests, and if you're on Facebook Live, you'll see we have a whole group, and this is going to be a very fun show, because when you have a full house, there's a lot of fun, a lot of good energy, you know?
Yep.
And the people seem nice enough, right? So we'll get to them in just a moment, and we're going to talk about their show, it's going to be very awesome. So are you going to work today?
No, I have today off, thank you, God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm a little hungover.
Oh, from what?
I only drink on Tuesdays when I do the podcast now.
Yeah.
I've been really good. I haven't drank any other day but Tuesday.
Right. So now you drank on Tuesday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Right.
But only wine.
And you did the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wasn't my favorite show.
Yeah.
Wasn't my best.
It's not like a podcast you submit to the networks or anything. So
no.
You can, you can look a little... Yeah. Off your
No, I looked bomb last night. I don't look good right now, though.
Well, yeah. Whatever. But as long as you kept you cool and stuff, that's good.
Yeah.
During your show.
Yeah.
You don't want to seem drunk or anything.
No, I was definitely drunk for sure.
You were?
Yeah, you could tell I was drunk.
Oh, really?
I put sunglasses
then
on.
Then I have to watch it. Maybe it's worth more. No, you know?
I don't put the visuals on until like a week after the audio drops.
Yeah.
Because then no one would listen to the audio. Everyone would just watch the YouTube.
That's true. Yeah.
So I have to wait a week. Oh, then you can watch it. But I have my sunglasses on because I knew I'd probably look faded.
Fade away. All right. Well, since we don't have a lot to report today.
Nope, nothing.
Right. And I just wanted to mention, it's worth mentioning that, well, never mind. It's not that important.
Okay.
What? Let's get to our guest now. It's not. I was making a mistake in my head.
Okay.
I was going to say something else, but at any rate.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to bring on, so we have four guests in the studio, so we'll have them two at a time to present to us what it is that they do. They have a great show, and we're going to find out all about them and about the show. So welcome to the show. We have Pam Vincent and Mr. Hollywood Dawkins.
Hey.
Right?
Hi, guys.
Welcome. Hello.
Suddenly you can't talk.
Hi, guys.
You were talking the whole time.
What's up, LA? And the world? Hi.
Yeah, just get a little closer to the mic. That's all I need. So then you'll sound good.
Okay.
And Pam Vincent, thank you so much for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Are you guys, do you live here in LA?
Yes, we're in the LA area.
Okay, so you're not visiting. You live here.
That is correct.
Awesome. And you waited till now to come visit us, huh?
Yeah. That's right.
Well, that's not cool. But no, I figured Hollywood is in your name, then you probably live here, you know?
Yeah, right.
You have something to do with it.
Yes.
When did you, when were you coined Hollywood? Did you name yourself that, or did somebody give you a name?
I was given that name by one of the roadies in the band that I was performing with, and this is like back in 1982.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a gig that we were doing, and I showed up at the gig with this long, dark overcoat, dark sunglasses, and a keyboard scarf. And one of the roadies is like, Hollywood. And has been my name ever since. Yes.
That's awesome. Well, that's a good name to have.
Yes, thank you.
And should I call you just Hollywood? Or
that's
Herman?
Fine.
Yeah,
because if you called me by my real name, nobody would know who you were talking to.
Okay, so we're talking to Hollywood here.
Yes.
Now everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And where did you grow up? Here in L.A.?
I grew up in the beautiful city of St. Louis.
Oh.
Yes, right in the Midwest, right in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like growing up there?
It was fun. Yeah. I had a wonderful childhood that I could remember. You know, it was great. And then being in the middle of the country like that, we got bombarded by music from all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, from the East Coast, West Coast, North and South.
So there's a good music scene in St. Louis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really? Some
of there's a lot of great talent that comes out of St. Louis.
Yeah, that's true. So how did you end up here?
Well, I had some songs that were playing on a radio station in St. Louis. And people would call in and lose their mind, like, oh, where can I get that? You know,
really?
And the response was so overwhelming, I decided, what if I take this to the big show, you know?
Right.
I moved to L.A. It'll be 30 years tomorrow.
Wow.
Jeez. May 9th.
So this is home for you.
This is home. I've been here longer than I was in St. Louis. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So that's what brought me out here, and still here.
And
I came by
and
saw the weather. I was like, I'm here.
Yeah, you can't
Yeah, the
that,
weather is, some. Well, not now. This whole week has been very cloudy. I don't know what's going on.
That's okay. It's still a lot milder than every place else.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
And what about you, Pam? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Detroit.
Oh, really?
Yes, home of the Motown sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And but the city hasn't always had a great reputation, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Why is that?
Yes. Well, it just got really bad. But back, you know, when I was growing up, it wasn't
like that. Like the Motown days and stuff. It was a lot cooler place to live.
Yes, but it's getting better. They're rebuilding, and it's bringing up its reputation.
Nice. Do you go back to visit?
Yes, I still have family there.
Oh, very
go
cool.
Back, yeah.
Very nice.
Eminem's from Detroit, right?
Pardon me?
Eminem, he's from Detroit, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
well,
yes.
That's important to know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. One of the things everybody has to know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you seen the movie 8 Mile?
No,
all
I never
about
saw
Detroit.
It. Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I know of the movie.
Classic movie. You need to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like put him on the map, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like basically started his career.
Right.
I lived close to 8 Mile when I lived.
Right.
It's a trailer park, right?
But you.
No. No, 8 Mile is it's just a long street that goes.
I thought it was like a long trailer park.
No. No, no. It's
might
a
as well be, right?
6 Mile, 7 Mile, 8 Mile, 9 Mile.
Yes,
that makes sense.
And Pam, what brought you out here?
Well, I was always a backup singer in Detroit from when I was 14 years old.
Really?
Doing professional.
Wow.
I worked with Aretha Franklin. I've worked with Stevie Wonder. I've worked with many, many artists out of Detroit.
Right.
Because so many of the great artists came out of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
With Motown.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister, Joyce, who is one
is of also
the,
on the show.
Yes, she's
right.
on the show. She's right now she's working with the Supremes. They're on their way to
Oh,
Germany.
Wow. So you're both singers and you work with big people.
Yes.
Wow.
Definitely.
Since you were young.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Wow.
So
did you bring any of your music with us? I'd love to hear you sing.
The theme song.
The theme
if
is,
you're
is
play
one that.
Theme song, it's
you
one,
sing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Joyce and I are singing
so
the theme
play
song.
It in a moment when we get to the show and everything.
Hollywood's doing all the music. And,
really?
And
well, you know, what can I say?
So it's a family thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very
we wrote
nice.
The song and everything. It's an original
Very
song.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And. So, I mean, are you guys, like, together and stuff in real life, or?
Hollywood and I?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We actually
You're a
perform
married couple.
Together.
Yeah, and we perform together as the dynamic duo.
I see.
So we do performances. We play at restaurants.
I see. Wow. And
parties.
When did you guys meet? Must have been here in L.A., though, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes. We met in 2011, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So 7 years ago.
Yes. Yes.
8 years
it'll
ago.
Be,
it'll be 8 years.
It'll be 8 years on May
31st. Yeah, May 31st.
Mm-hmm. Everything happened in May.
Yeah.
You moved to L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
Met your partner in crime.
Yep.
And we're on L.A. Talk Radio in May.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're marking a lot of anniversaries this month.
Yeah.
There
you go.
The TV pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In May, yeah.
May must be my month.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There you go. So how
yes.
did you meet? I'd like to know how you met.
We met, we were both doing a favor for a mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
And so Hollywood said, hey, if you need me for keyboards, because Hollywood's a keyboard player,
uh-huh.
he said, then I'll do you a favor because you did me a favor. And then he did a favor for me separately, this mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
And I said, if you need backup vocals for anything, let me know. So he had a show coming up and he called us both and we were both on.
See, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Saying this.
And
exactly.
usually you connect at work, you
yeah.
see? I mean,
so
with the people you work
that's
with.
That's how we met. You know, he was kind of looking at me and kind of grinning and I was like... Okay.
Well,
you were like, nah.
I have to tell you this story, guys. Now, when we were rehearsing the songs, getting ready for the show, I look over the corner of my eye and I see Pam. She was sick that day, so she was all wrapped up like an Eskimo. You couldn't barely see her face, and she was just in the corner. I felt sorry for her. I was like, I wanted her to feel involved with the rehearsal, so I just thought I'd ask her, you know, a question so she could feel involved.
Right.
I asked her, I said, you know, I think in my brain I was thinking, Pam Vincent, I know that name from somewhere, you know, because she's on all these albums, right?
Right.
The back of the album covers. And I was like, I asked her, did you used to sing with Gino Vannelli? She said, nope. And that's all she said.
That's a good line, though.
That's all she said was no. And so about 5 minutes go by, I'm like, I'm not going to let her get away with just no.
Really?
So I asked her another question. I said, did you sing with Parliament Funkadelic? She said, yes.
Oh, wow.
Then that's all she said.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
I had the flu. I felt so horrible. Yeah. I didn't want to talk.
But you got it. Yeah, but thank God he was like persistent and everything, mm-hmm. right? He didn't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. So, so your message is there's always love to be found, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you are, right. when, or
right.
anything.
Yeah,
if the right person comes there.
Yeah. And I remember once I found out that she was a professional background singer, I told her, I just finished writing this new song. You know, do you think you could write some lyrics? And she said, sure. And then I thought, I better ask the guy whose rehearsal it was if it was okay to get her number.
Right.
I said, is it okay if I get her phone number? He said, sure, she's not my woman.
And then he's like, yay!
Right.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So so you guys have worked together since then as well,
yes.
musically and everything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now, before the show, what were you guys doing? I mean, were you like, because you've been together for what, 8 years now,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That
and
is
the
correct.
Show, the show was launched when? We're talking about Celebrity Music Kitchen.
Yes. Celebrity
That's
music
the name
kitchen.
Of the show. Mm-hmm. And we're going to delve into the show and find out everything about it. But what... how were you guys collaborating before the show?
We were, you know, we always, at my house, we mm-hmm. have this big, huge kitchen, and
right.
we would always get together. We'd have friends over. We always cook and have dinner and, you know, just have fun and singing and dancing. And it just kind of turned into like, you know, this could be a really good idea because everybody would really enjoy
right.
coming over and we're eating and just having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a party. That's my type of party.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we'd be playing music, sharing our original songs mm-hmm. and everything like that. And then the idea just kind of came up like,
very
this
nice.
Could really be something. So it just kind of morphed into that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. And then the idea for the show came up. When did that happen? When did you guys, I want to know how you came about with something like that. Celebrity Music Kitchen. I'm really curious as to what the theme of the show is, really.
Well, you know, the majority of our friends are also in the music business. So whenever somebody's coming over, it's like we've got Oliver Brown. He's a very good friend of ours. And he comes over and with his family. And he used to be with KC and the Sunshine Band. And then Lynn, of course, our director, and we'd come over and everybody would be singing and everything, you know, just in the kitchen. And it just seemed like, you know, I would get my camera and start taking pictures and little video clips. And it just started looking like this could really be something that, you know, people would really be interested in because we'd be sharing stories mm-hmm. of things that happened when we were on the road and people we work with and just, you know.
Fascinating.
So basically, you're not invited if you're not a musician.
Well, you can get an invitation, Danny. You can come. You and Sam can come over.
Yeah,
sure.
Pick up a guitar and they'll let you in.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we'll be over when the food's ready. Just
right,
text
exactly.
us.
Yeah,
exactly. Music, food, it's all the same.
Always
right?
some good food. Oh, yeah, and good fun. And everybody has to get up at the end and dance. Before everybody would leave, everybody would be dancing around in a circle and just having a good time.
Yeah,
and
what if some drama popped off at dinner? Still dancing at the end or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, still dancing at the end. Yeah, yeah. We just incorporated into the show. You know,
that's great.
Into the evening. And yeah.
And see, Pam and her sister Joyce, and we're big fans of like the Food Network, so we're always watching that. And that, you know, and being musicians and loving food, it kind of just, like she said, morphed into this idea, hey, we could put music and food together.
Yeah.
Nobody's
right.
done that, you know.
Right. right.
that I'm aware of, you know, yeah. quite like we do it, right?
Right, right. right.
Mm-hmm.
right.
And then, you know, yeah, and then just like then we invited, you know, I'm friends with, well, the guest that'll come up later.
Yes.
My little Ryan Davis. Uh-huh. Ryan is the key name of the, my daughter's name is Ryan.
We do have a couple more folks that are sitting here, and we're going to talk to them in a few minutes as well, and we're going to find out like the other side of the show, behind the scenes and things like that, you know.
Right.
So your sister's Joyce, and yes. so how is the show set up now? Oh, wait a minute, we still didn't figure out how you came up with the show, though. I mean,
okay,
well, we did.
Yeah,
no, with well, she said, yeah, but who said, let's start a show, let's do a show?
It might have been me that's joking around saying this would be a great show, you know. And I was thinking like combining Soul Train with cooking, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, he did kind of say that, yeah.
You don't know what Soul Train is,
yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No, it was so long before
Fresh Prince
born.
Of Bel Air.
Oh, is that where you got it?
Yep, never watched it, but I know about it.
Yeah, was it Don Cornelius? Yes. That was, yeah, I remember so that show in the 70s.
Oh, yeah,
it was amazing.
Yes.
They also had Saturday Night Special. Do you remember that with Wolfman Jack?
Oh, Midnight Special.
Oh, Midnight Special. Yeah, that's right. I did that show with Aretha.
Did you really?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they had all the best yes. of the best.
Wait, you said you did it with Aretha. Aretha who?
Yeah. How many are there?
You don't
right?
even have to say her last.
Yeah, you really don't.
No, you just say Aretha.
I don't even think there's a multiple.
You know?
I don't think there is
right.
a multiple.
You
yeah.
say Stevie, you know who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Stevie O'Connor. No.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
And Smokey and Marvin.
Right.
They all
yeah.
have first names,
right.
you know? Yeah.
You don't need the first name, right.
yeah.
Madonna, Cher, Prince.
Celine.
Yeah. yeah, right.
Like, you don't even need to say Celine Dion.
Right,
it just sounds
exactly.
better when
Beyonce,
you know.
Beyonce, you know, come on. What is her last name anyway?
No,
we don't even know. Oh, that's right.
yeah, yeah. And then of course Madonna. You know,
yeah, what's her last name?
Right. Yeah, Madonna's from Michigan.
I don't even
too.
Think that's real, her real name, though.
No, it's Ciccone.
It's a persona. Yeah.
It's like Italian, like Ciccone.
Oh, really?
Cucci.
Yeah,
mm. something like that. Yeah, but
wow.
but she obviously doesn't use it. But,
yeah.
But
oh, wow.
at any rate, so well, we give a shout out to Joyce. She couldn't be here today, right?
Ah, yeah, she's in Germany.
Oh, really?
They're with the Supremes. They're going there to do the Baltic Soul Festival.
Wow.
Over there, yeah.
So does her schedule and yours, does it interfere with the show, or you record the show? When
nothing
you want
interferes with the show.
No, no right?
no.
Yeah.
We're
so
going to make
said,
it work.
You said it's an idea for a show.
Mm-hmm.
You agreed on that. What did you decide to do then?
Yes.
I think Joyce made up in her mind, because she had to stew it over. She thought about it, and the fact that she was already on a national TV show back with Tony Orlando and Dawn,
oh.
she knows the ropes.
Yeah.
And she probably thought about it and said, hey, this could actually work, you know? So I remember her coming out with a pad and pencil, and we all sat down and wrote.
The best idea is start on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
with a pencil.
Or back of an envelope.
Yeah. Or a napkin, right?
right, a napkin.
exactly.
Yeah.
And then Lynn came into the picture. He'll tell you more about him when he's sitting here.
Yeah,
like,
so,
you know.
So you brought him into the picture, and he helped guide you towards making the show, how to put it together, right?
Right, yes. Well, one of the dinners that we had one evening was Lynn, and he brought Stephen with him, and Stephen O'Connor, and that was one evening, an event. I don't know, did we dance on the way out on that evening? Or yeah, we kind of danced around, you know, but yeah. Oh, and then Lynn, yeah, he's going to have to give you his rendition of Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I bet you sing amazing, though. You know, I wish you'd send us one of your music.
She's all right.
I mean, come on, you know. I mean, she sang since she was a kid. And,
right.
And you and your sister sing with big deals, you know. I mean, big names and stuff.
We used to harmonize with the vacuum cleaner.
Really?
We sang with anything.
Oh, my God, Well, people do all kinds of things with vacuum cleaners. We don't have to go into that. But
wait, what do you mean? Let's go into that really quick.
We don't need
Let's
to.
Let's touch on that.
Yeah, we want to know what you're talking about.
Maybe don't touch on
it. It's funny. So, okay, so you put the show together. Now, tell us a little bit about the show. It's called Celebrity Music Kitchen, okay?
Yes.
And how does the show go? How does it What do people see when they tune in?
Well, they're going to see a little bit of comedy. They're going to see, you know, some little cooking ideas. It's not really a cooking show.
Right.
But we will be cooking something. And we'll kind of tell a little bit about what, you know, what we're doing. Like, you know, I'm going to throw this kind of seasoning on here and blah, blah. Then we're singing while we're at the stove. And, you know, I mean, just kind of like that. And then we're inviting guests over to have dinner with us. And most of, like I said, most of our friends are celebrities in the business some kind of way. And then it's kind of morphed into, we will have, like, you know, the our friends that are actors or singers or musicians or whatever. And then we invite a young person on the show.
Right.
Somebody that's up and coming.
Awesome.
So then we can give them some little tips. And, you know, it's a mentoring kind of thing while we're having dinner. And, you know, and then just that with the comedy. And it's just, like, really loose and, you know, where we just kind of hang out.
How do you find the upcoming talent? Are they, like, applying on a website or something?
Not yet, but probably after today they will be.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
For sure.
But, you know, I mean, I just kind of went out, like, with the first show. Like I was saying, I'm, you know, friends with Ryan's mom, Ryan Davis. Friends with her, and she had sent me.
Ryan Davis is sitting right here with us, and he'll be on the microphone in just a moment, just so you know.
To tell you everything.
Yeah.
And so she had sent me his music like months ago. She's like, oh, you got to check out and see what Ryan's doing. And I heard this music. I was like, wow, these guys are great. These kids are great. So then that's when I thought, like, oh, that'd be great when we have the show, have the Supremes on the first show.
Right.
Because they're from back in the 60s and 70s, and they're still working.
Right.
And then they can give some little pointers and tips to the youngsters coming up.
Right.
You know, that's doing this, because somebody's got to take over where we leave off.
Right.
So we want to tell them, like, don't do this, and you better do that, or, you know, that
kind
of
thing.
Just a mentoring kind of thing.
Right.
One thing you have to understand about Pam is that everybody who meets Pam falls in love with Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows everybody in the industry.
Oh. Yeah.
They are,
well, how can you not? She's sweet. She's talented. You know, beautiful.
Yeah. You know, and she knows everybody because she's worked with everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of people, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter, you know? I mean, the talent speaks for itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so let's listen to the theme, really, because I want to hear, so is that, do you enjoy singing?
Yes.
Okay, let's
Do you guys sound exactly the same? It's so weird that in the family, both of you can sing, because isn't it usually just, like, one talented kid, the rest are like, shucks,
well,
you know?
Depends, yeah. That's true, though.
I'm going to go get this bank job, and my sister's going to kill it in Hollywood.
Right. Right, yeah, just the girls got the voices.
Celebrity Music Kitchen, Celebrity Music Kitchen, Celebrity Music Kitchen. Hello, welcome to our show. We invite you in with us and our friends. We say welcome. Why don't you come in? Bring your appetite. We'll have a little bite. Celebrity Music Kitchen is the name. It's full of fun, food, and laughter. Makes the hello, let's start the show. Get you in the mood for fun, payment, food. So come on and come in. Why don't you come in? Sit on down and dig a sound. The music, food, and conversation is for real. We're gonna be eating up a heck of a meal. Celebrity Music Kitchen is the place to be. This is Celebrity Music Kitchen.
Really cool, huh?
Yeah. It's like it's definitely old school, like old school vibes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, we are old school here.
You know?
You're the youngest one in the room.
No, I think that guy.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan's the baby. So that's basically it, you know. And this song was actually a song that started from way back. Joyce and a friend of hers wrote the song, but the lyrics that they wrote, of course,
different.
Not celebrity music.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So, yeah, I just woke up one morning. I was in Las Vegas for my daughter's wedding, and I woke up one morning, and I said, this is the song that has to be for the theme show,
right.
The theme for the show.
Right.
And then I just started writing the lyrics. Like, they just came out of my head like that.
Let's see.
Hello, welcome to our show. come on in, sit. I mean, I just started writing it like it was just there.
Yeah.
It's like you dreamt it.
Yeah.
It was just there.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. Right. And Hollywood had already redone the track, so it was like just waiting for some lyrics.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you put the show together, and we'll get to Len in just a moment. He's going to tell us how that all worked. Mm-hmm. But so when did this start already, or are we starting now with the show?
Is it already airing?
We
just filmed the pilot.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll give it a couple of weeks, and, we'll give you more information as soon as we get it.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, you guys can come back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell us on the first air date.
Right. Yeah. So this is going to be like a television show, right?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the pilot is, did you complete it already? Or
yes.
You did?
It's got to be edited. And
yeah.
Well, we're honored for you guys to come in here.
The pilot is just one episode?
It's the first one. It's the episode that sets up the rest of the series.
Right. It's basically the pitch, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. That's what you kind of submit to the network.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, and there's several networks that are very interested in the show.
Well, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it sounds really cool, different, original, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, music and food.
Food.
They go
together. You got me at food, man.
Hand in hand.
Yeah.
And then stories. People love to hear stories. Like, really? Really?
Yeah, inside stories.
Right.
Inside stories of the business that you probably wouldn't hear anywhere
else.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Celebrity Music Kitchen, guys, stay tuned for that. Keep your eyes open. We'll update you here as soon as we find out also, because I'm looking forward to watching that.
Yeah,
that sounds good. You know, I mean, food and music, you know, and maybe add your own sex in the bedroom while you're watching it, you know.
I thought we weren't going to say anything raunchy today.
There's nothing raunchy about that.
He literally just gave me a whole speech not to say anything raunchy. He's the first one to say something.
That is not raunchy.
You came first.
Why is it raunchy?
Wasn't me.
No, but why is it? I mean, you have music, you have food. What else do you need in your life, you know?
Hey.
Think about that.
Yeah, you probably need a vacuum cleaner.
Mm. Well, there you go. Okay.
Oh, God.
Unless you have a beautiful woman, you don't need a vacuum cleaner.
You know what? The only thing I know about vacuum cleaners is that they suck.
And they do that very well, too.
Yeah.
not that I would know, but so I'm just saying. Well, we're going to switch between the guests now. Tell people if they want to contact you, follow you, more of your music.
Right.
How can they find you? Are you on social media at all, website?
We're on Facebook.
Really?
Right now, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys need to get that Instagram, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You gotta get the social media is where everything's at.
The IG.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Even the YouTube. Start doing some like behind the scenes for YouTube.
Yes.
You can monetize those videos, make some extra cash, y'all.
Okay. Yeah. We're gonna do all of that.
There you go.
Yes.
So she preaches to everybody, and yet she's not doing that.
I know.
You gotta monetize the hell out of it. Come on already.
I'm monetizing my YouTube.
Yeah?
Yeah, just not my Instagram.
Are you seeing anything from it, though?
That's how I've been paying my rent, bro.
Are you serious?
That's why I've been chilling the past. That's why my rent is due.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
You think you thought the restaurant was paying my rent?
No.
No, but that's barely paying my toilet
paper. You've had your dad help you.
My dad hasn't helped me since November. He cut me off in November.
Well, then
I said, this is it, girl. I'm like,
there you
shit,
go.
Dad.
You see, when you have to do it, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, I'm really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now just do that with Instagram and you'll be set.
No one wants to pay my Instagram rates. So.
Well, you lower the freaking rates.
No, I'm not going to lower my rates. I'm going to get what I deserve.
Okay.
And if not, then I'm not making
nothing.
Any money.
100% of nothing is not better than, you know, come on.
No, I don't care. I'm not doing it.
All right.
There's an Instagram calculator now that shows you how much you should be getting paid per post.
Right.
I'm not taking less than that.
Right.
Sorry, I'm not doing it.
But first, you got to show them that you can.
I post like a motherfucker. When I promote people, I do a good job.
Right.
So I'm not going to do it for less than what I deserve.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, who am I to argue with that? You know? What am I going to say? All right. Well, Pam Vincent, we also thank Joyce Vincent, who couldn't be here.
Hey, Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I'm going to come over for dinner.
We got to invite you over, really.
I'll be that one extra in the background just eating the mac and cheese.
I know. Who is she?
They'll probably think I'm like a PA or something.
Yeah. Well, Pam and Hollywood, thank you guys. We'll say goodbye to you collectively in the end.
Okay.
But we'll bring in the next round.
All right.
And so we're going to talk to Len Rosen, who is on the show. You're also the director.
Yes.
Guys, Hollywood.
We got to get
come on. We're going to switch.
Get up. Get up. Here, come sit over
here. Yeah. Yeah. You guys can just sit back and relax.
All righty.
And we'll find out we have. So we're going to talk to Len and also to Ryan, who is a guest on the show. And that's what they were referring to before about saying about bringing on upcoming artists and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty cool. So let's say hi to Len Rosen. Len, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Of course. And so what's your part in the show?
I'm the director and a co-host.
Oh, so you're a host as well on the show, a co-host, but you're,
yeah, yeah, you're I'm on kind camera of a, too. I'm kind of what we call an indirect co-host.
An indirect co-host. Okay.
Not directly a host, but I'm there and in the middle of a bunch of crazy things. I'll get to that after. But.
That's cool.
So you're like the random guy that's eating the chicken wings in the back, but you just seem to always be there.
Yeah, yeah. As much as I can eat chicken wings, yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good, actually.
That sounds like a great job.
I know. Let's take a break, get some tea. So, and how did you connect with Pam in Hollywood?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I first came to Los Angeles...
Which was?
Oh, which was 2011
Oh, what, the year they met?
Yeah,
exactly.
Pretty much.
That's the odd thing. I came to Los Angeles the year they met. And I came because my father was a big fan of folk music from the 60s. There was a duo called Joe and Eddie. And Eddie Brown is the brother of Oliver Brown, who was from Casey and the Sunshine Band, who we were just mentioning. And I finished a movie in China, which won Best Screenplay in Monaco.
Doing
at
what?
At the festival. I was directing it. Mm. And then I needed music for it. And at the same time, my dad was saying, I want to connect with Joe and Eddie. We've got the, well, Eddie, because Joe passed away in the 60s. And I want to know what happened to them. We've got Google and that. See if you can find them. I found them, to make a long story short. They were, they had a band. They were promoting. And I said, look, I'll come to LA. I'll film a documentary on your band for nothing. As long as I can, I want to get into LA. I want to meet people. I want to get that step. They took me into their home. I filmed a documentary on their group in 2 weeks, went back to China. I edited everything. I filmed 4 music videos for the band as well. And the film went on to win the honorary film award in Monaco as well. Well,
that's jeez, a big deal.
So after that, I started becoming a fixture. I was staying with Oliver and his family at their home. I was, you know, getting my feet wet in L.A. And when we filmed the Gravity 180 movie, it was called, I met Pam and Joyce because they were there and they were doing makeup and everything. And we just talked. We met. I eventually went to dinners. We got acquainted. Those dinners.
Right.
And from there, it just took off from there. And that's how our relationship blossomed.
Very
so nice. you guys have all been together for as long as they've been together.
Exactly.
So 8 years.
Exactly.
So we celebrate some cool anniversaries in here.
How cool. Yeah. Where can I find good friends like that?
I know, shit.
Together for a long time. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Who's going to help me get my feet wet in LA? I need to get in this circle.
Well, you have to, because I mean, it's not an easy thing. I came to LA for the first time in actually 2006.
And you were like, fuck this.
Oh, gosh. Extremely wet behind the ears. Walk into like ICM. I need an agent.
Yeah.
And you are.
Yeah.
So I quickly learned and I went home, you know, depressed and detached. And eventually, as years went by, I got to make a film. And make a long story short, this is a really weird. I took a teaching job in Saudi Arabia.
What?
Really?
Yeah. And I was there in the desert for 1 year, and I wrote a whole bunch of screenplays, and I was writing show concepts, because you can't do anything really else when I wasn't. I took just a teaching job just to kind of get away and everything.
I mean, Saudi Arabia, I would say, is pretty much very far away, so.
Yeah, and I was in the desert. I wasn't in the main city even.
Yeah, we far away culturally, too.
Yeah,
we were
yeah
on a compound, and then I was just writing and writing and writing, and then when I came out, I had all these scripts and everything, and over the years, I just, you know, anyway. That's another long story I won't get into right now.
You're a very interesting human being.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, he's been around, you know.
Oh, that's only one story of a lot.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you've been in a lot of places. You've traveled many places.
I've been all over Asia, mostly Asia. I've been in Europe. I've been, everywhere.
Mm. Really? Yeah. And how do you support yourself traveling like this? Do you like work where you go as you travel?
I do a lot of contract work. In L.A., I did, I did several music videos for a couple of very well-known bands, and I also did some commercials. I did a lot of contract work. From that first time I came to L.A. for the Gravity 180 movie, I branched in. I did a lot of contract work and everything, and that's how I made my thing. I did work in China as well, over Asia. They would hire me. I do a lot of contract work and that.
Yeah, very cool. And when did you start getting into film and everything?
Oh, Lordy, that goes way, way back. And I'm going to date myself now, when we had Super 8 film.
Really?
And you had to set up the projector. I was 5 years old. Really? And my dad used to do this animation with Tinker Toys and that. And he had this little clicker that would go frame at a time. And he'd say, come here, Len, come here. Move this. And then he'd go click, click, click. Now move this. Click.
Oh,
and I would be doing it. And then my dad says, here's my film camera. Go and do something. So I took this Super 8 film camera, which only at the time, 3 minutes of film for like $50 or something that. It was sound, too. My dad was the only guy with a Super 8 film camera that actually had a soundtrack on it. So I went out and did a Superman movie. And I thought, how am I going to do the laser vision? So I found out when I flipped the film onto the negative side, I could actually draw on a marker, and it actually would stick to the frame. So I did this laser vision with a red marker. I took a coin, and I'd scratch each frame, and I would do the breath. Because if you scratched with a coin, it would look like...
That sounds so complicated.
Yeah, but he's definitely qualified.
I was tinkering, and I was just, so anyway, it went from there, and then I got
a
video.
I just take out my iPhone.
Now.
This is back before all that. We weren't staring at phones. We were like going, what did I film?
Yeah. I know.
Times are so different now. Everything is like so... technology.
Too much. Which brings us to Ryan Davis, who's the youngest one in the room and probably the most connected on social media and all that, and on his phone and stuff. You guys were born into phone screens, pretty much.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
22 almost this month.
Oh, really?
Baby.
Still 21 though.
Yeah.
Baby? No, not a baby. I'd give a lot to be 22 again. Are you kidding me?
It's a good time.
See, one thing you have is when you see rich people and you go, oh man, they have a lot of money. You know what? You're richer because you have more time. You know, than me.
That was so depressing.
Yeah. I mean, that...
why? It's supposed to pick you up.
Yeah.
It's supposed to give some hope. Like, yes, I have a lot of
time
I'm
to get
rich.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes, take your time. I mean, I don't think I would redo time. I don't want to go back in time.
Really?
I'm about to be 31, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, you haven't lived long enough. Give yourself some time.
Oh, God. I feel like the 20s is where you make the most mistakes. Yeah. But those mistakes make you. Like, if you go back in time and fix them all, it's like you're not going to be who you are at this very moment. You know,
and learn.
Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, I see here you're one of the celebrity lineups to the show. How did you connect with the project?
Actually, a long time ago, my mom actually knows Pam.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know how many years ago, but they were all doing a play together.
Uh-huh.
And so, from then on, we've been family friends. We've been to dinner parties, attending, and just going out. So, and she called me, and I was like, "Oh, we know you have some music out and doing that stuff. Would you love to be on the?" I was like, "Yeah, I would."
Why not? Yeah. And Ryan, where did you grow up?
Here
in L.A.
Yeah, born in L.A. Moved to Westlake Village, not too far from here.
Really?
Been here my whole life.
So, and how did your mom know Pam? Was this did you live somewhere else before? Did your mom actually? Oh, so you met here?
Yeah.
Everybody met in L.A.
Yeah.
It's how everyone's connected.
That's true.
Yeah.
L.A. is the main thing. We'll call it L.A. Story. Well, there's already a movie called that, but still.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
An L.A. Story. You never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
I guess I haven't either. But
I don't think there's a movie.
It sounds interesting. No, wasn't it I don't know. There was. I'm thinking Steve Martin or something. I don't know what it was.
Well,
I'm
whatever. That's,
well,
yeah,
by the way, I'm the only Canuck in the room, so.
Yeah.
What's a Canuck mean?
From Canada,
Canada.
Oh.
Montreal, right?
Toronto.
Toronto. Oh, okay. Oh, the Canucks of Toronto.
No, okay. They're Canada.
They're Canada.
Canada all are Canada. Called Canucks. We're Canadians. We're Canucks.
Oh, but I'm talking about the hockey team.
Oh, well, we...
Is that the name of the hockey team?
One of them, no?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, really? That's what I'm saying.
Toronto's a Maple Leafs.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Okay, I'm so lost.
Anyway, back to Ryan.
I'm thinking Vancouver or something. I don't know where the hell I am.
Yeah, you're right,
today.
You're right. Ryan's
Vancouver.
I know Canucks. LA, that's about it.
Yeah.
So, what was it like for you growing up here?
Well, still growing up here.
Yes, yeah, so still growing up here.
I know, but I'm thinking before he got out of high school and stuff. Do you have siblings?
Brothers, sisters? One older brother. He's actually your age, I think.
31?
Yeah.
Well, almost 31.
Yeah.
Oh. So there's a big difference between you
two. Yeah, 11 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are you guys able to connect on a certain level?
Yeah. Yeah, he actually did a couple more years of college and everything, and he's in Wisconsin, but I call him like...
Wisconsin?
Yeah, he just moved out there, and he's doing
his own...
Like for what, though?
For school.
Yes. Oh, for school.
Yeah. He's usually there. A school or a woman.
Like, who decides to leave LA
actually,
and go to Wisconsin?
My brother.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's so random.
I do talk to him a little bit here and there.
Oh, damn. Yeah, it's hard. I don't really talk to my brother that much either. That was depressing. Yeah. No, I love him.
We don't like
you
our
see,
family.
Everything is depressing today. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I hope you're not outside, depressed.
No, I'm not. I'm happy today.
Good.
Today.
No, but I mean, other than that, it's been a normal, you know, childhood, just going to school, you know, learning music. I'm a drummer, so I play drums and that, you know, it's a normal experience.
Do you sing?
The time.
Or a drummer?
More on the drummer side.
So you're in a band? Okay.
Yeah, it's me and
so
my
the
friend.
Music you sent us is your band?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So we might as well play it. We have about less than 10 minutes left, and I wanted to bring up the... let me find it real quick.
How long have you and your band been together?
Actually, only about a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
cool. We were in a band prior, and the boy band thing didn't really work out.
You were so trying to be like the next NSYNC?
Yeah. No, actually, but actually played instruments. So we were actually, you know, talented group of kids, but it didn't work out.
Is it pop?
Yeah.
Like pop? Okay, cool.
Well, our old stuff was pop. Now it's more
rock?
Pop R&B kind of mix.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's the name of the band?
Matador Black.
Matador Black. Okay, yeah. Let's take a listen for a second. If you try your best and don't succeed. That's cool, like the boy band type of thing.
Which is still popular, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dressed to the bed, never waste no time. You kill me with a pretty face, be by my side. Tell me what you really think.
Let's not decide, oh yeah. So this isn't you singing?
No, this is my friend.
This is your friend?
Yeah, we're a duo.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So you're playing you're playing the instruments?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Produced and everything.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. If I try to hide feelings, baby.
If I hide feelings, baby. I like this, man. This is something I'd listen to.
Yeah, this is definitely something that would be my...
right?
Yeah.
It's more mellow.
Yeah.
That side for this track.
And no one's really making, like, sexy love songs anymore. Really.
No.
Really. It's like a lack thereof. Like, if you think about, like, all the R&B and, like...
Yeah, Migos and everything like
that.
Yeah, it's
just,
totally
like...
totally different opposite end spectrum.
Nah, it's not. They're not even rapping about anything that
Some of our other stuff is more upbeat and more like that, but still not, like, rap. Still with a more, like, a pop... kind of catchy lyric
thing,
so
yeah,
we kind of mesh
that's cool.
So it's only two of you?
Yeah, just two of us.
Okay,
so are you planning a music career, or is this something that you do on the side and you want to go to school and all that? How's it working for you?
Well, I mean, I do want to be a musician, and my grandpa was a entertainer and everything. He was in the Rat Pack.
Yeah, who was your grandpa?
Was Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, you know who Sammy Davis Jr. is? That's why you're not impressed.
I was like, yeah.
Sammy's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like Frank Sinatra. Do you know Frank Sinatra?
I'm really bad with names. Like
she doesn't know Frank Sinatra, right?
Frank Sinatra is like every single one of his songs is in my...
Really?
In my... I love Frank Sinatra.
So they were together, right?
Yeah, they were in a
Okay,
the
there
pack.
You go.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the Rat Pack.
I'm sure
yeah.
I have all his music in my iPhone.
You
I'm just
look him
horrible
up. He
with
did
names.
The Candyman for the movies. What was it? What was the movie? My gosh, I'm blanking.
Candyman?
Yeah.
The movie Candyman?
The song Candyman. I know. I don't know what. Yeah, oh, Willy Wonka. Yeah. Is that where it was found?
No, no. I'm sure. I'm sure his music is probably in my.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Willy Wonka. Yeah, I was connected, but I keep forgetting.
Yeah, my whole. I mean, I grew up with a bunch of music in my house. My dad used to play my grandpa's records. And, yeah. Right. You know, just this whole thing, and so I started playing drums when about 2.
Does that make you feel like there's pressure?
No.
You feel pressure? No.
He did his thing, and I want to branch out and do mine.
Right.
And you know, I just love music, and I don't have a day where I'm not either listening to it or thinking of stuff
really?
In my head.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. So it's a big part of my life. And I
did
wanna...
you get to meet him at all?
No.
No, he died before you were born.
Yeah, he was, what did he pass, 90 or 91?
Right, right.
So he was born like 97.
Yeah.
I just,
So you just know the legend, but it's pretty cool, man.
That is cool.
Yeah. Get to hear great stories from my dad. So
I'm sure. And, you know, I mean, the thing is that he made history. He wasn't just another... you know, musician or whatever. I mean, he was like comedian, right? Did he do some funny stuff too?
He did every, I mean, comedy, tap danced, he played music, sang, tap dancing. You know,
That's cool.
The whole spectrum.
Tap dancing is hard.
It is.
It's really hard.
I tried when I was younger.
I tried too, and I was like, I'm out.
Yep, same.
I'm not into this, Mom. I'm out. I'm not going to be who you want me to be.
Well, Celebrity Music Kitchen, guys, stay tuned for that. How can people find you, Ryan, if they want to find you, your music online?
Mostly on Instagram, actually. Matador.black. We have an Instagram, so
Matador.black.
Find
you there.
Yeah,
awesome. And Lynn, so what's next for the show? Are you guys like looking for distribution and stuff? Is that what point you're at?
Yeah, Steven is working on distribution right now, and we're planning future episodes.
That's Stephen O'Connor, of course.
That's
a little shout out.
That's right. That's right.
Behind the scenes, but made sure this thing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because the main thing we want to do with this show, which is really important, is that there's always been a major divide between the old generation of music and the new generation.
It's not even remotely close to the same. New music's so trash.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, for the most part, I shouldn't say all of it.
All of it, but 90% of it is trash.
Because there's been a divide. It's always been like, I'm not listening to old man music. My grandfather listens to that. And then you've got the older generation who say, oh, look at that garbage. I'm not listening to that garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So we wanted to have a platform where you're bringing the two together and you have this beautiful scenario where the older generation and the younger generation, the older generation are mentoring the younger generation, and the younger generation get to appreciate where the older generation came from.
Right. Right.
And to understand that even the artists today have gotten influenced by those from before.
Right, yeah, 100%.
If it wasn't for the, that's why I say to the people, to the young kids today, don't knock the music from before, because that's what evolved into what you have today. And for the most part, the young generation are very respectful of the music from before.
Right.
It's just, you know, I mean, I know some music might sound dated, but it always comes back in a circle.
It does.
Because as long as this music is played in a television series or, you know, I'm amazed. Like, look at Bohemian Rhapsody. Come on, Queen is like more than 45-year-old band, and people today love them.
Right.
If it wasn't for the, you know, began with Wayne's World doing the Bohemian Rhapsody thing in the car, and then sudden interest, and then multiply. Now suddenly the music's hip. Right. It's hip again.
Yeah.
Which shows there's no music is not like fashion. I don't care what anybody says. It's not like fashion, and fashion is not like fashion. It's just, it was present at that time, so you identify it with that time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it
doesn't
mean, you know.
Yeah. That's what music is about. It's sort of like the soundtrack of your life. You know, at least your teenage years, mostly.
Exactly.
Right.
There's a song to match up with any emotion or instance. Right. Or,
like when I'm like at home, like cleaning or something, I'll listen to like Frank Sinatra or anything old school, like, I really like 80s music or early 90s R&B. I only listen to new music if I'm about to go out.
Yeah.
Well, look at
like if I'm about to go to the club and I like need to get
so
like
so have an occasion. And stuff.
Yeah.
Well, look at Starbucks. You hear them playing Rat Pack music in there. When do you ever hear hip hop music in Starbucks?
I always hear my grandpa's songs in Starbucks.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And yet it's flooded.
Yeah. So, well, I work at a restaurant in Beverly Hills, and they'll play Frank Sinatra during like from 11 a.m. to 6, and at 6 we put on ratchet new music, and a lot of people complain, like, what is this?
Turn it on. I mean, like, because the only beef I have if I can just say this very quickly, the only beef I have with new music is they're not willing to go a little bit more organic than they are. I don't hear any instruments anymore. All I
Post Malone plays music. I mean, instruments.
Yeah, yeah, well, as I said, there are exceptions. Yeah. There are exceptions. I mean, I think Bruno Mars is fantastic in that. Like, there are exceptions, but for the most part, a lot of them just put this beat on their computer and start. Right.
Well, guys, that's for another show altogether.
That's another thing. Yeah.
You're killing me here. We got to get out of here. All right. Ryan Davis, so we can find you at matador.black.
Yes. Yep.
And Len, how can people find you on social media or anything?
www.lensmiracles.com.
Lensmiracles.com. Nice. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right. And we also thank Hollywood, of course, and Pam Bisson. And we thank you all for coming, for joining us. It's amazing. The show, look out for it. Celebrity Music Kitchen coming soon to a screen near you.
Oh, yes.
Watch out for me in the background eating all the food.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. The food's good. The food is good.
The food's good. The music's good. Sounds good to me. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
I love how you guys do a bubble back.
You think it's an accident? I mean, I went through a lot of women.
You are so real, girl. I love it.